Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Happy Wednesday, everyone, and welcome to Journey into Oneness. I am your host, Darlene Soa, coming to you from the beautiful area of the colorful Blue Ridge Mountains near Asheville, North Carolina. And it is absolutely gorgeous today. The sun has been out all morning, and I've had the opportunity to enjoy this gorgeous weather by taking a walk around the local lake that houses the bird sanctuary. And as I leaned over the wooden railing overlooking the lake in the sanctuary, I was struck by how very tranquil and peaceful it was. It's almost as if nature had surrendered to the fall and began to go within to retreat in preparation for the restful season of winter. And what I noticed was that there was no resistance to this change, no resentment about the loss of summer, just a complete surrender. And that was my big message from nature today. And it seems to be a message that I need to be reminded of over and over. So what I want to do before we start is have a surrender to the breath. And just take a few minutes now and take some slow, conscious breaths, really focusing on what it feels like to inhale this beautiful life force. And then surround it with love and gratitude. And then just let it go as you exhale, filling the world with that love and gratitude. And just continue to do this, taking a few deep, conscious breaths. And just by doing this little exercise, you are changing your body chemistry. You change not only what's in your head, but within your body. And you move from your head to the heart just by breathing, consciously being aware of the breath as well. It really is a beautiful gift that we can give ourselves anytime. And in this very fast-paced world that seems to pull us off center, it's the perfect elixir. It helps to slow us down and to really be aware of the present moment. Now, other elixirs are flower essences, and our guest today will share her experiences in working with these essences and how they can really enhance our life. Mary Walters, our guest, is the creator of Great Lakes Sacred Essences with over 280 individual organic flower essences and 18 combination essence sprays, which combine the emotional and spiritual healing power of flower essences with organic essential oils. And some examples of these combination products are Open Heart, which is really good for healing loss and heart trauma, which a lot of us may have at one time or another. And Sacred Renewal, which is excellent for coping with the stress and the exhaustion of modern day life. Now, working as an intuitive holistic health practitioner for the past 35 years has allowed Mary to work with both children and adults from all walks of life in her office and even remotely around the world. Known by some as a healer's healer, she is practiced in herbology, homeopathy, flower essence, essential oils, and native spirituality. And Mary is the mother of 8 children. Wow, I am so impressed. So she is also well-practiced in life. She started out as a social worker, where she worked as a drug help counselor a youth programs director, a community coordinator, and a needs assessor for the elderly. And it was her own personal health crisis that brought her into this world of natural healing. What a story. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you, Darlene, and thank you for having me. This is really a joy to be here and to talk.
With your background, you have so much to share to us. So tell us how all this came about.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I think I was being primed from the time I was born to move in this direction. I just didn't know it. I had no idea. And back, you know, I'm 61 years old. So back when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, it really wasn't something that was in the public eye. I mean, it just kind of is now. We're seeing that. But back then, we really weren't looking at alternative health. But I arrived and started getting lots of things when I was young. I had chronic sore throats, which they were probably strep, but they called them tonsillitis at the time. I think that no one ever took a culture. So that I was getting given antibiotics and penicillin, you know, at least 6-7 times a year, which is, as we know, really wonderful for our immune system. You know, kind of broke me down. And as I went into my teenage years, I mean, I've had chronic migraine headaches from the time I was 4. But and then actually I had a terrible reaction to a measles vaccination. And during that time, I really went out and I remember being surrounded by angels. I remember that, you know, they weren't really sure if I was going to make it through this, but I did. And when
How old were you then?
I was about 8 years old. Yeah, I'm not quite sure because I was young, but I'm thinking that it was probably around 8. I had mono when I was a teenager that morphed into hepatitis, chronic fatigue, kidney infections, and then at age 20, my gallbladder ruptured. So I had emergency surgery. So I had a lot of things going on, yeah. And I used to say that in my early 20s that I was basically allergic to everything. and for a while there, you know, I went on that anti-candida diet, so I was eating almost nothing, salt and rice and brown rice and, you know, very, very few real good foods. And I was almost hiding because I was so sensitive to everything in my environment. And I work a lot with what I call sensitive people and sensitive children. And it's a name that my husband gave to me. He said, oh, you're a sensitive. That's why all these things go on for you. I don't know how much it's used in the public, but what it means to me is that I came to this earth and I feel everything. I sense everything. I have an incredible sense life. And what was happening was the world is toxic and I was reacting to it emotionally, physically, almost in every way, you know, I was reacting to my surroundings. And what happened to me in my early 20s is that I basically had gone for everywhere for help and really wasn't getting any. I had actually, my nervous system was so messed up that I couldn't pick things up with my hands. My body would tremble and shake and, this was bad. You know, it was bad to think of how young I was and how things were just kind of falling apart. But then after a 3-day headache, where I was basically comatose, sat in a chair for days after it, I remember this thought prayer going through my mind. And I had always had a lot of spiritual contact. I had always talked with angels and talked with, you know, lots of prayer, lots of very deep spiritual connection with the earth and with the animals and the nature around me and the plants. But I had this prayer, and this prayer was kind of, well, this is hard, you know. Maybe I'm not supposed to be here. I've been fighting my entire life to be here, but maybe I'm not supposed to be here. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go commit suicide. It was really more giving in and saying, you know, this isn't working. I am such a, you know, a fighter. I will figure out any sort of obstacle and figure out my way around it. I have a strong will force, but maybe I did not need to be here, and maybe that I was just fighting, you know. And I was really ready to go. I said, okay, well, if it's time for me to go, that's fine. But then this other thought came through my mind, and I remember it just because I was so, I would say like comatose. I was really kind of, I couldn't move. I couldn't hardly think. The thoughts were so slow, but the thought sort of floated across the room, and it was, but if there's something I'm supposed to do, you know, please let me know what that is. And it was really that moment that my life started to change. I realized when I said it that I was really giving way to divine will and releasing my own will. It was, I knew it was a profound thought, but I just, nothing happened at that moment. There was no flashes of lights or angels descending on me or anything. It was just kind of like, okay. And it was about 3 days later that my life started to change. That, and it took this change in a way that I really didn't see coming. I got a call from someone who called himself a biokinesiologist, which was, you know, there was really not a whole lot going on back then. There were chiropractors and cranial sacral and massage and in the alternative world, and I had seen them all. And I had called him for an appointment about at least 6 months earlier, and he had not returned my call. And so I'd kind of forgotten about him, and he called and he said, well, I have you on a list for somebody who wants to be in my next class. I'm like, what the heck, buddy? I didn't, you know, sign up for your class. I wanted you to fix me. And I hear in my ear, like, listen. And I go, oh, maybe this is this thing, you know, about giving up my will. And then the next human thought that came through was, I have no money. I can't pay for a class. You know, what could I possibly muster together to pay for this class? And then the paper in front of me, I had a pen in my hand. I wrote down $70 because that was a lot for a class back then, frankly. And it was as much as I thought I could ever possibly get together. And at the moment I wrote down 70, he said 700. There was one of those moments. Panic in my brain where, like, oh, I can't do it then. You know, okay, no. But what I did was I simply added another zero to what I'd written on the paper, and I said yes. It was a transformative moment because what happened was that I went beyond this limitation, which I thought was money, you know, and jumped into saying yes. And I did not learn everything I know for sure in this class, but what I did learn was that I was no longer a victim and that I could, that my sensitivities were actually a gift and that I could use them to sort of feel out the world and to translate what was going on around me to help myself. And almost immediately, I started helping other people, not because I started a business, but because they started coming through my door, it was, so that was how I got here. I really had never, ever thought that this is the path I would take. But as soon as I jumped in, I've been passionate about it. I'm passionate about everything. I have, you know, thousands of books. I listen to everybody. I am very engaged in everything that I see because I'm so curious. And I always want to know, what can I know to help somebody else? What can I know, you know, to help the earth? What can I know? And it's been quite a beautiful, beautiful ride all these years.
And it all started with you when you were feeling really, really sick, just surrendering.
Yeah.
With that first surrender, saying, okay, if this is it, you know, just take me, and if it isn't, show me.
Right. Yeah.
And that
really
was
did.
A powerful. Yeah. So in the midst of all the illnesses that you had, that was the first big step that you did, was just surrender. And then after that, to listen to what you heard.
Well, right. And it's been, you know, since that moment, it's been a lifetime of listening to everything and not assuming that I know a technique and that technique is going to fix things. It's listening. And that's what I do with my clients. I listen to them, you know, because I believe that that's the most important thing we can do. We don't know everything. You know, we shouldn't even assume that we're going to fix other people or fix ourselves. It's a process of learning and learning more and listening.
Right.
So
you, what a phenomenal story on your beginning as an intuitive healer. What then brought you into the flower essences?
Well, I right away, all that time ago, I started working with flower essences. At the time, Bach flower essences were the first ones I was introduced to. Found them in a health food store way back then. A friend who was into homeopathy actually gave me little shakes of like hundreds of homeopathic remedies. I learned how to use them. I learned everything backwards because I would sense what the client would need and then I'd find out what it was for. So it is sort of a backwards way instead of studying at first. And so I have been using them for a very long time, and I literally have over 2,000 flower essences in my office that were made by other people and other wonderful flower essence makers who have done just, you know, devoted their lives to this. And so it wasn't until, I think the late 90s, or maybe it was right after the turn of the millennium, that I've been urged for many years by spirit to start making essences, and I was just kicking and screaming. I have 8 kits. I have, you know, full practice and a very full plate. And at that point, you know, my kids were all in the house still, and I was busy, you know. And my husband and I have done something that I personally have done since I was 17 years old, and that's called spiritual traveling or spiritual journeys. And that's where you get in the car or get out the map and you ask where you're supposed to go. And you just have some amount of time devoted, and spirit will direct you to a place. And we would go there and every single day wake up and say, where do we go next, or do we stay, or whatever. And we have done this to do land healings, to pray with the land, to pray with the people of the area, to offer that gift and service. So we had done this for a long time. What was starting to happen, though, is we would be in places, and I was getting asked to make flower essences. And I was really, you know, like I said, very resistant. You know, I don't have the time. This is too hard. There's all these wonderful flower essence makers in the world. I have their essences. I use them in my practice. I think they're great, and I just want to honor that. I don't need to do everything myself. What happened, though, is that, that wasn't good enough. And so I had sort of an initiation story with a waterfall that I'm not going to go into, because that was very powerful, but it's a long story, and I want to make sure that we use our time well here. A year later, after that, I just kept hearing this in my ear over and over again. And so we went up to Lake Superior, and at the time, we were going to be up there for a few weeks. And so I said, okay, I'll make some essences. And during that time up there, I did make some essences. We made about 8 essences, and I felt great. I did it, you know. and I felt like I had fulfilled what I was supposed to do. When we came back to town in September, kids went back to school, middle of September in our hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Robin, my husband, and I are in our backyard, and we're having an open prayer with Spirit, where we just, you know, open it up and ask what we are meant to do and how can we serve. We open this prayer, and immediately I hear this very distinct voice saying, "Now we would like you to make essences of the flowers." And I thought, what the heck? I just did that. And I'm literally, my mind is doing this very spunky, you know, thing. It's going, well, I can't do that. You know, my kids are back in school. I can't go gallivanting around the country, you know, making flower essences for you. I've got responsibilities here. And I end this sort of tirade with, "So, it's September, what do you want? Mums or asters?" You know, like very spunky, like these are what's blooming in my yard. So, like, what the heck? And I opened my eyes up, and we had a cherry tree in the yard that had been planted as a birth tree for our son, our oldest son. And my placenta was planted under that tree, or his placenta, however we want to phrase that. And it had died. It had died 2 years before then. We didn't really realize when we planted a cherry tree for his birth tree that they don't usually live very long, you know, in maybe 20 years. And so this tree had been lifeless, and we just hadn't gotten around to taking it down. I opened my eyes up, and this tree was in full blossom. So we're talking a lot of things here. We're talking a dead tree. We're talking about it being September. And if you think about it, you know, cherry trees bloom in May. And I just started weeping. I mean, I was crying so hard because, like, here I am having my little human tirade. Well, my cherry tree is blossoming, you know, to get me on board, you know.
And that's a message from the universe you couldn't ignore.
Yeah. Well, if I could, I'd be a jerk, you know, I think. But, you know, which I was kind of being, you know. I was really having, kind of, you know, a little tantrum there. And, you know, my husband, I said, "Robin, look at the cherry tree." And it's funny because he looked, and for a second, he didn't see it. You know, and I thought, am I only seeing this? Is this just a vision? But in a minute, he did see it, and he goes, "Oh, my gosh," you know. And we were both just so humbled by this. And so, of course, my next question was, "Do you want me to make an essence of these flowers?" And, of course, there was a yes. Now, this cherry tree, the story doesn't end there. because the cherry tree went on to bloom in the fall for 4 more years. And when the blossoms were not, as you would suppose, a quote, dead cherry tree would be, like maybe right at the, around the base of it down by the trunk or something, they were at the very tips of these branches. So at the very outer edge of the tree. And the blossoms were interesting because one, well, a cherry tree in the spring will make the blossoms and then the leaves. This would make the leaves and then the blossoms, like in the opposite way because it was the opposite season. So it would be dead all summer, and then in the fall it would put out these leaves and then blossoms. And the blossoms of a cherry tree in the spring are generally just maybe a couple of weeks at the longest, but it's usually more like a week time, you know, that they'll really be in blossom. And this would blossom for months. It would blossom September, October, November. We would have cherries at Christmas. I mean, it was crazy. Not a lot. I'm not talking about bushels, but we were getting cherries from this tree, you know, in the winter. After this point, that last year, I was asked to make an essence again on that last year of blossoming. And there was, in that February of that year, there was an ice storm. And the ice storm knocked all the branches off of the tree. So it's not still blossoming. But I really feel like, you know, it kept showing me over and over again that this miracle was continuing. It wasn't this, you know, fluke. What happened after that, though, was this wasn't the only miracle. We started getting, like, strawberries that were blossoming in September, October. We had 3 pear trees blossom with the pears on them. In October, we had, so that's the fruiting and blossoms at the same time. We had crabapple blossom with crabapples and blossoms in September. There were many, many miracles. They just kept going on, and so that was the foundation of this whole project, is to capture those miracles and all the other places we've been taken. Over 280 different essences at this point are out there just to bring their healing and bring this miracle into the world.
And it's showing us how deeply connected we are to nature, how we all are basically the same energy and working together for the evolution of all of us.
That's exactly
right. And it just seemed like, right, that you were, like you said, you listened. And by listening to a life force, you know, of the flowers that wanted us to recognize their potential and their energy that they can use to help us and work in tandem with our evolution, it's just an absolutely remarkable example on how listening and working together, we can both evolve in a more graceful way.
Yeah. You know,
what's
so interesting to me is that how quickly we become numb to miracles. And so I can tell this story to a client in my office, and because that was the essence that showed up for them, and then they come in another time and I go, oh, this is also a miracle essence, and they go, oh yeah. I've heard that so many times, like, oh yeah, of course, you know, it's a miracle essence. And I just go, wow, you know. And it's because we have miracles going on all around us all the time. We're just not opening our eyes to them, and we're becoming numb
to the fact that these things are happening. When I ask nature why this was happening, because I thought, well, you know, one possibility is that nature's just all mixed up because the world is so mixed up. And this is not the answer I got. The answer I got was that nature, this is what I heard, was that the plants have always been our medicine. And that at this point in time, the plants are going ahead of us because we are in a time of transition to bring back the medicine that we will need as we go through our transitions. And it's like the plants are making that transition for us so that they can supply us what we need as we move forward as human beings and evolve. And it's just really just beautiful.
What that is, that's very, very beautiful. For those who may have just tuned in today, you're listening to Journey into Oneness with our special guest, Mary Walters, that is just sharing her phenomenal experiences about listening to nature and how we're benefiting so much when we do that. One of the things that you're so intuitively involved with right now are flower essences. But tell me how flower essences differ from essential oils.
Right. So that's a commonly that people don't understand the difference. I think probably the word essence makes you think of a scent. Flower essence has no scent. It is made with very few flowers where an essential oil may take, you know, thousands of pounds of flowers to make, you know, a substantial amount of that essence. And so the essential oil is where you're taking all of those flowers and you're compressing them essentially. You're extracting their scent in that way. With a flower essence, you are getting the essence or the spiritual information from that life force. Not all of the essences we make are of flowers. Some of them may be of elements. Some of them may be of a very powerful place in nature. It could be a mountain or even Lake Superior. We have an essence of Lake Superior, a huge archetype. But these archetypes offer you some wisdom, offer you some emotional information that help you then to heal at core levels. And essential oils are very powerful. They come into our environment and, you know, they chemically change us. And they talk with our olfactory, you know, a very ancient part of our brain, and can help to change patterns and help us to settle down or maybe get more awake. But essential oils are very powerful medicine on their own. We don't make essential oils, but we do combine them in our sprays with the flower essences. And I found that to be an incredible, powerful combination to put the two together, because the flower essences will offer you, you know, this deep emotional correcting or information, spiritual deepening, releasing of old patterns, and then the essential oil just helps to carry that into the olfactory, into our sensory system, and it's also it's more tactile, and people really love that combination there. So one of my real missions is to get these flower essences to as many people as possible. I think they're an incredibly powerful tool. So many people know so little about them. So what I've tried to do is bring them to people in a way that seems accessible seems like, oh, I know how to use that. And so spray is really helpful because it's so easy. I mean, you don't need to be a practitioner to use a spray. You can, you know, just take it, shake it up, spray it over your head, spray down, you know, spray your room for some cleansing of the energies in the room, spray your baby daughter or your pet just to allow them to receive that healing. It's really easy that way.
And the thing about the flower essences then, if I understand correctly, is they're similar to homeopathy when you're working at vibrational level and you don't need a heck of a lot.
Right. And
you just
I
need that signature.
Right. I use homeopathy a lot in my office. I'm not, and I love it. But one thing I've noticed that's very different between a flower essence and homeopathy is homeopathy came into being at a time of science. And so they're very, actually quite scientifically made. And there is not the same, like with the flower essence, we protect them with prayer. We, you know, have that communication with nature. We are in a different place. So what comes out is something that is a little more rich. Maybe it's not going to treat your asthma. And like you might find a homeopathic remedy that would help, but it may get to the core of why you have asthma. It may help you with that breath because the emotional pieces that are also locked into the illness, you know, can be released.
Yeah, so can you tell us a few stories about how the essences have helped others?
Definitely, yeah. There are just literally hundreds of stories, but I like to tell the personal ones, the ones that have happened in our family life. You know, so I don't need to talk about my clients and their experiences. And I like to tell some about the animals in my life because I think that there's always this idea that, well, you know, maybe I just thought that would happen. And so when I use that essence, it did happen, you know. And I'm totally have no problem with that that sort of a messaging. If you think something is going to happen and it's good and then it happens, that's okay. I mean, we want the right thing to happen. But I have a lot of stories, you know, from babies and animals where, you know, they're just not, they don't know that something is going to change in their life. And one is my dog Maggie from years ago. We were camping out in Colorado and we were going to meet Robin's brother and his family out there and camp together. And we were at a lake and they hadn't arrived yet. And my daughters were down playing with Maggie in the water, throwing her toy, and she was getting it and coming back and just, you know, as happy as could be doing that. And they arrived while this was going on with their much bigger dog and much younger, much bigger. And their dog, you know, saw the toy fly out in the water and proceeded to jump in the water and just bypass my dog and get the toy first and come back with it. You know, hey, you know, no problem. Except for Maggie had a huge problem with it. She just started, she got really angry and she just starts barking and barking at this other dog who she hadn't met yet and had taken her toy. And it was irrational, you know. I mean, she wasn't an aggressive dog, but she was really, really upset. So this went on for hours. We put her in the camper. She's still barking up. Storm on the bed in there. She just kept barking at this other dog. And it was about to make the next 3 days, you know, no fun at all. So I tried everything I thought, you know. I tried, you know, talking to her. I tried, you know, putting her, you know, getting her away from this other dog, many, many, many things over the next few hours. And, you know, when a dog is barking incessantly, it just kind of riles you up, and you're not in your right calm mind where you might think of the right thing to do. And so I hadn't even thought about a flower essence in all that time. But, you know, finally it dawned on me, like, oh, I should make her a flower essence. And so I went in the camper with her, and as she barked her head off, I went into the back and I made her flower essence. I came out and I didn't even put it in water or anything. I just squirted some in her mouth. I was so tired of this. She stopped immediately. I mean, like, immediately, and just laid down. I was like, what the heck? You know, like, you barked
wow.
for three hours and, you know, nothing could stop you, and just suddenly you stopped. So to just see how it was going, I put a leash on her. I took her outside. She actually I didn't put a leash on her. We were kind of camping remotely by ourselves up there. And I just let her out of the camper, keeping my eye on her. And she just went over to where the other dog was. She laid down under the picnic table. She didn't say hi to the other dog. But she was fine from that moment on. And that's what happens with the flower essence, because you are really getting to the core of what's wrong. It is underneath everything else. It's not what the mind thinks is going on. It's what's going on in those emotions and the spirit life that are really under everything. And if we really look at it, every day of our life, almost everything we do is really motivated by that spirit and our emotions. And when we got grumpy emotions, you know, we just aren't very nice sometimes.
Well, I love that story. I can just
yeah.
feel that there are tons and tons of people that want to say, give me that essence for my neighbor's dog.
Yeah, right. Well, I make a combination, and it's called Calm Down, and it is for, you know, anger, impatience, irritation. I have known many people to get it for somebody else, and some people even to be gifted with it and open it up and go, oh, my God, this is just what I need. Because often we do know that that's just a part of our personality, and we don't know what to do about it because it's the way we feel.
And one of the things that you brought up is that this doesn't take a lot of, consciousness in one way on our part, saying, I am taking this to get rid of my anger, or I'm taking this, or if we get it for somebody else, they don't have to know that, you know, I'm gifting this to you because you're just a little too anxious a lot.
No.
We don't have to have a conscious awareness of what the essence is for. It works on us just through the vibration.
It does. It does. My one daughter was telling me that she had her boyfriend just thought this was ridiculous. She's married to him now. But she said, you know, and he had the worst cold. And they were going to the airport, and she took a bottle of essentially Flueless, one of our essences, along with her. And he was just like, you know, pushing her away, like, don't get that near me. And she sprayed him anyway. And he just stopped in his tracks, and he goes, wow, I feel better. How could I feel better? You know, even when you have that great resistance, something still happens because it's not going into your brain. It's not trying to make an argument with your brain. It just goes in, you know, to your sensory system and your emotions, and it helps to release that. You know, what better medicine could we have? I'm surprised every day. My kids used to, you know, when they were smaller, they'd get into bickering fights about whatever, you know, when they were playing. And I used to have an essence I'd mix up, and I'd come in and just spray the room, just spray over their heads. I wouldn't say a thing, and I'd walk out. And 10 minutes later, I don't hear a thing. I wonder what's up. You'd come in and they were all nicely playing together. I never had to go do that confrontation. Guys, stop it. Hey, do you guys need to go to your rooms and cool down? None of that. I feel like it saved me as a parent of so many kids, because really it's a lot. And there was just this ability to just make it change. It's not magic, like I said. It's really a healing that's going on and helping things to just come back to a state of peace.
At the very deep, deep vibrational level.
Exactly.
Now, this is interesting. You talked about the arguing and the tension. What if somebody had used the spray like that at their work?
Oh,
how long
right.
do these last?
I do have people who use them at work. I have people who use them at board meetings. I had one client. I'll try to be careful about this, but he worked for a large motor company around here, and he was a high-level executive, and he was coming to see me, and he just talked about all the tension at his work and in his office and how bad that was, and how everybody there was taking some sort of antacid, had a lot of issues around, tension and so I made him, in essence, for his office and for spraying in his meetings. And he started first by spraying it in his office. He said he came back with these amazing stories. He said the first day he sprayed, he'd had a colleague who he'd worked with for over 30 years, and they had never gotten along. He said they were contentious with each other. They were always, competitive and causing each other problems. And the very first day he sprayed this, he has a window on his office door, and he said he saw this man stop outside the door of his office and get this look on his face like he didn't know where he was. And then he opened the man's door and said, "Hey, can I come in?" And he said, "Well, sure." And he came in and he sat down across from my client, still looking like he didn't know where he was. And he goes, "I've always liked you." The first words out of his mouth are, "I've always liked you." They're great friends. They work together great. And then he said, "Okay," so I kept spraying it. Within a week, he said, my office became almost like a party center. Like everybody would come in, to get away from the tension in the building. And we had, just great talks. And I would say, that I have noticed, I'm certainly not going to take credit for this, but that company is doing really well right now, So maybe the cars got better too.
That is a beautiful story. I'm sure if people get along together much, much better and they're working in cooperation, the end product has got to improve.
Right, exactly. And we've had
Definitely.
The essences in Henry Ford Hospital in Monroe. I'm spacing on the exact hospital, but it's part of a large hospital system. They had the essences there for almost 4 years, and they had them in 6 different units. They actually had the nurses carry them in their apron, so they're right on their bodies in their pockets. And they studied them. They wanted to see, what happened with this particular alternative therapy. And we were like in the oncology outpatient, the traumatic injury, the birthing unit, the psych unit, and one other unit. I'm not remembering right now, but But what they did with their study was they wanted to ask three questions. They came up with the questions themselves, before and after essence use. And the questions were your level of nausea, 1 to 10, your level of anxiety, 1 to 10, and your level of pain, 1 to 10. So you can imagine that two of those would not be things that I would say, because I couldn't say that my essences would be helpful with, nausea and pain. And the results, I mean, they had thousands of people go through this study, and the results were incredible. We're talking about spraying the essence once. The person is asked before and after. And they would go from a level, you know, 8, 9 of their pain, and they'd go, say they were at a level 2. You know, like consistently this was going on. At the end of the period, you know, where they studied us, they did not continue to use the essences. And this is why, I'm sure, is they're not really made to look medical, and they really are not worded medical. I can't use that kind of wording. And they're not coming from, you know, a source like a pharmaceutical company. But did they work in that setting? Yes. Now, we have them in hospice. We have them in other cure facilities where, you know, they are just using them and continuing to buy them. School system is, we have lots of teachers using them in their classrooms. But yes, no one needs to know you're using it, because it's just going to offer a beneficial effect. And I mean, the worst thing that could happen is it does nothing. And then that's sad, but, you know, when you think that that's the worst thing, you're just status quo.
Yeah, the other thing is with the essences, they don't have any aroma to them, any fragrance. So if somebody says that they're allergic to a certain fragrance.
Right. Like I said, our 18 bars are sprays with essential oils in them. And so they do have a fragrance. Essential oils are all very high grade. I check out every company I buy from there. I check out the farms, you know. I mean, I can't travel around the world and go to everyone, but I really spend a lot of time vetting these essential oils out. They're all organic or wildcrafted, every one of them at this point. And the thing is, with a pure grade essential oil, you can't have an allergy to it. It's not, you know, there actually isn't a possibility, because there's no protein in it. So me, I'm incredibly sensitive to scented products with artificial scents in. I mean, I just keep them away from me. And I know a lot of sensitive people are. So anyway, yes, that, you know, we do have sprays that do have the scents, but the actual flower essences by themselves, you would have to put those into a spray bottle with some water to spray it if you don't want a scent. And you can easily do that. It's not not hard.
So it all of these essences are, it seems like, instantly effective in whatever they are used for, and they maintain that effectiveness because they actually change the body at a vibrational level.
Right, right. And so it's not as though you might only need an essence once. I mean, we live in a very sort of traumatic time, and so we're kind of constantly facing new traumas in our life. I'd say even driving in traffic is trauma for the ancient body, you know, which just wouldn't have the ability to work with that. But, and often our traumas are very old, you know. Many of our traumas, you know, are from childhood, from earlier in life, even from our parents. We have emotional traumas that are handed down generationally, and we also have traumas that are coming from past lives. So we're holding all of that. So often you will need to take an essence continually for a while, you know, to clear something up like that. But in the moment, you will be clear when you take that essence.
And that's a huge relief now when we're just bombarded with what seems like unlimited stress pressures from all sorts of ways.
Right, exactly.
It sure seems like the flower essences are a wonderful gift to us in helping us cope through these times of ever-ending challenges. It's just amazing. And I always like to think that as the challenges increase, so does the antidote to that. We just have to be open to what's available to help us through these times. And it is so wonderful to have somebody like you that dedicated your life to helping us be aware of this type of remedy that will basically change our lives.
Yeah, it's changed my life for sure. And I've watched it change so many other people's lives and help them through things that they just hadn't had the ability to get through in another way. I think one thing that you have to realize is that these gifts have always been here. I think that they're evolving as nature is evolving and the planet is evolving and we're evolving. But it is not a new thing on this earth to be gifted by nature. Go and, you know, go out to Lake Michigan and, you know, spend the day, and you will be gifted by the Great Lake. You will be gifted by the sky and the clouds and the sounds of the animals and the birds and the scents and everything. We have these moments, you know, where we can be in nature and we can receive these gifts straight on. It's just that in our lives these days, we're not in nature very much. We're in our houses, we're in our offices, we're in our cars, and we're just kind of moving through it. We're on our cell phones, you know. And this is a way to transport that energy, that powerful energy of nature that has always been transforming us, and to just bring it to you where you can bring it into your house, into your bedroom, into your office, into your classroom, and, you know, get that benefit and that healing.
And that is so needed and so wonderful to have this available to us. We're just about running out of time, Mary. I can't believe how quickly it has gone. Do want to let everyone know how to get in contact with you if they wanted to get more information about the essences. Also, you have a newsletter. You would mind sharing with us your contact information as well as how they can subscribe to your newsletter.
Yes, there are two ways to subscribe to the newsletter. One is to email me at Mary, M-E-R-R-I, at sacredessences.com. And that way, you know, I will just put you on the list. The other way would be to go to our website, sacredessences.com, and there's a page there where you can subscribe to the newsletter. You can also look at all of the products and read the stories. Every time I've made an essence, I've listened to the plant to understand what its healing qualities are, and those are all written up there on the website. You'll notice there are about 50 essences that you won't find the story just because we are kind of working with our website right now, and those are newer ones. If you would like those, just email me and I will send it out to you, and you can have that story too.
And then if some people are just overwhelmed with all that you have to offer and don't know where to begin, they can give you a call and you can help guide them.
Right, right. Or email me. That's a great way to contact me, is through email. But also, yes, they could give me a call. The office number is 734-663-3160. And leave us a message there, and we can get back to you with some answers. If you know, one way I always say, if you really don't know which one you want, or you know you want something, I made 18 that really deal with life situations, and whether it's anxiety or and you want to use, you know, something like the guardian spirit just for general protection, or if you're worried about EMF, we have an EMF balance, or you want to bring more prosperity into your life, and we have an abundant life essence. We have those 18, but if they don't really fit what you want, at the bottom of each page, there's a Google search, and you can just type in anxiety, type in, you know, sadness or worry or depression, and that the essences that help with those things will show up on a page, and then you can go and look at them and see if they're the appropriate one for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so very, very much, Mary. This has been so informative, and I'm so excited about looking more into the flower essences, and can't recommend that newsletter enough to everyone. It's always so comforting to get the newsletter, and really informs us about what's happening on in nature at the time as well. It's just a beautiful newsletter. So again, thank you everyone for tuning in today. We hope that you've really enjoyed this past hour and feel so very blessed that you've been part of our little journey during this time. Again, if you are interested in getting more information about the essences, you can contact Mary through email at mary@sacredessences.com, and that's Mary, M-E-R-R-I, at sacredessences.com, or go to her website, www.sacredessences.com. In the meantime, just take a deep breath and know that you are love. Enjoy the beauty that is within and around you. Bye for now.